Okay, this is the Pacifica Foundation Radio Board Coordinating Committee. I'm Richard Uzel. I'm the chair. Brenda Medina is the secretary. And this is our monthly meeting. And Brenda's not here yet, is she? Yeah, I'm just asking that of anybody out there. Brenda, you there? Okay, so I'll call the roll, and when she gets here, we'll clue her in. Okay, Margie Wilkinson.
I'm here.
Okay. Serene Roberts. Can't hear you, Serene. Raul Salvador. Can't hear you, Raul. Teresa Allen.
Present.
Okay. Summer Reese.
Present.
Okay. Heather Gray.
Here.
Okay. Katia Stitt.
There's a note that Margie's about to say. She said she could probably be on at about 9 o'clock.
Okay, good. Then Brenda Medina, I don't think she's there, and Richard Uzel, I'm here. Okay, that's a quorum. That's 5 of our nine members. That's a quorum. The first thing we need to do is to approve the agenda. And the only thing that I put on the agenda, I didn't know, I asked Brenda this afternoon if she had the minutes so we could see what was left over from last time. And she said she had misplaced them or something and was working on getting them. So the only thing I put on here was I put no unfinished business, and that may be wrong. And new business, I put, only thing I put was discuss the November 8th through the 11th, the in-person meeting in Houston. Did somebody just come on?
Yes, Richard, this is Raul. Sorry.
Hey, Raul.
Welcome.
Thank you for coming. Okay, we're going over the agenda right now, Raul. Does anybody have anything you want to add to the agenda?
Richard, Richard, I have something I just want to ask, and I know we voted in the last meeting to have an in-person meeting in Houston, Texas. However, I think Margie was going to be talking with some attorneys. I just wanted to know if she did about the interpretation of the bylaws. So I don't know.
Okay.
That would be an unfinished business.
You
I
mean
think.
whether I'm waiting to hear back from a lawyer who actually deals with nonprofit law, but I talked to two other.
Well, wait a minute. Who is that, Mark?
Unfinished business?
I'm sorry.
Unfinished business?
Well,
just put it under unfinished business.
Unfinished business.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Does anybody have any objection to that? No. So we'll put it under unfinished business. Anything? Somebody breathing deeply.
I move to approve the agenda.
Who is that? Heather?
Heather, yeah.
Okay, and you, excuse me. Is there any other, business that y'all want to talk?
I have one question. Do we have, like, the agenda of the face-to-face meeting? Do we have that on this agenda?
Do you have it what?
Do we have it on the agenda?
We've got the meeting itself. I think ultimately Summer and I are responsible for putting the agendas together, so I'm guessing we... And apparently... I haven't done one of these before. I haven't been in on the secretarial side of it, but I think we also get some help from the national office.
I think that's wrong, Richard. I think the coordinating. I'll look at the bylaws. Excuse me, I have a mouthful of food.
Yeah.
But I think the coordinating committee is specifically charged with the agendas for the in-person meetings. Let me check that out. I'll do that right now.
Okay.
But anyway, put it on the agenda. Let's see.
Well, we got to... Okay. That's a separate item. Okay. Anybody have any objection to that?
So I didn't move to. I didn't need to move to approve the agenda, right? All right.
Yeah, no, that's cool. You did that. We'll get you to approve it as amended. Okay. If there's nothing else, then we'll let Heather speak those magic words.
I move to approve the agenda as amended.
Is there any objection to that? See how well you did that, Heather?
Yes, it was wonderful. Thank you.
I'm writing down a lot of this stuff that I don't normally write down because Brenda's not here, but I guess we have a recording, don't we? Okay, we now have unfinished business. And so what was that unfinished business?
That was Margie reporting on her discussion with attorneys.
Okay. So I talked to two attorneys, and the first attorney I spoke to referred me to another attorney, and he referred me to this woman who is an actual expert in nonprofit law, and she's been away. I've left her message. I'm hoping to hear back from her. And they had, the two of them had completely different ideas about whether it was okay or not. So I think I want to talk to this nonprofit attorney. One of them said that he thought reading the bylaws and reading some court cases that he was familiar with that we could have a video conference meeting in place of an in-person meeting. And the other guy said he thought our bylaws were pretty clear and that an in-person meeting meant an in-person meeting. So there you go. No help there.
Okay, and you were asking them about in-person meetings?
Yes, I was asking them whether we could substitute a teleconference meeting for an in-person meeting.
Okay. I think we've looked into that before and decided that there was no problem doing it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But apparently the P&B decided
yes
to have the meeting. So
Richard, I want to make a comment here.
Okay.
Is that okay? We hadn't decided this. This is why we decided to have some attorneys, and that's why I was talking with some attorneys as well, as to whether or not if there is a substitute actually for an in-person meeting, given the way the bylaws are stated about the requirement for in-person meetings. So we just need to have some clarity on that. I've talked with an attorney as well, as you all know. I think I reported in the last meeting that he was kind of conflicted about it as well. I don't think there's any certainty about it, but what they were saying, if there were any challenges to it, if we didn't have a meeting because of financial matters, that he thought that any sort would be sensitive to that issue. So, in any case, that's what we have at the moment on this issue. And Margie is trying to get more.
And right now I'm trying to find out who does the agendas for the in-person meetings, but I'm having a very difficult time. Anyway, okay.
All right. all right, is that all on that unfinished business?
Yeah.
Okay, and then that brings us to the... okay, you're looking at the in-person agenda. That brings us to the discussing the meeting. Would y'all like for me to give a little report on what I have found out so far?
Yeah.
Just looking around in Houston. I discovered it is hot out there, and you got to be careful when you go out there. One thing. The hotel that we met in 2 years ago and we're going to meet in 1 year ago may wind up being the place that we're going to stay. But we're getting information. The basic team that started looking last week are the four Houston directors and Deb Shafto and Bill Crozier. Everybody knows them, I think. And Deb Shafto has hunted these meeting downs many times, and I told her no Pasadena this time. She said, "But it was a good rate." I said, "It was bad air though, so we're not going to send y'all to Pasadena. That's a promise." I think Deb gave me a number a couple of days ago that she had. She looked at on the web at 165 hotels or motels, which I was just flabbergasted about. We went in person, Deb and Bill and I went in person to the Sheraton Four Points where we stayed 2 years ago and gave them our information, and they're working up an offer. I have been back in touch with them to ask them more questions about meals and stuff. We also went into a half dozen other hotels. We didn't find, or motels, I don't know what the difference is, but we didn't find meeting rooms. So without meeting rooms, if we get a meeting room, we may go back to one of them and get room prices. But the prices we're getting from the Sheraton Four Points. Did somebody just come on the call?
Yeah, this is Brenda. Sorry, I'm late.
Hey, Brenda. We're talking about the Houston in-person meeting. We started out talking. Margie reported on speaking to a couple of attorneys in the Bay Area about whether we could substitute the question we've talked about before about whether we could substitute a video conference for an in-person conference, and apparently she found conflicting opinions and she's looking deeper into it. Is that right, Margie? Sorry.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, and that brings you up to date pretty much, because we're now talking about the Houston in-person, and I'm giving kind of a report on our search. We have our four directors, and Deb Shafto and Bill Crozier are doing the search at this point. For looking for places and rooms and meeting rooms and food. We're looking into that. We're looking into maybe preparing some of the meals or maybe even preparing all the meals. I've talked to the people at Sheraton. I've said, if your meals are too expensive, and they're not very expensive, but we're still haggling over that price too. I told them if they are too expensive, that we may have to do something else away from the hotel for the meals. So we're still working on that. I have alerted Becky Long that we're going to be getting flight reservations. And I was hoping that we could recommend to the PNB for the meeting on the 26th that we set some kind of deadline. And I was thinking Friday, October the 4th, as being the final day, because it's still a month out. And Becky said that if, as long as we're a month out, that we can still get the better flight prices. I also would like for us to set the Hobby Airport as the destination that we would fly into, because Hobby Airport is like 3 or 4 miles from where we're probably going to be, and Hobby's in the city, and so we're going to be able to get y'all and take you back a lot easier at a Hobby, a lot less expense. The international airport in Houston is about a 70 or 75 mile round trip. So
And what's the price difference looking like between flights? Because I know going into smaller airports definitely increases the amount of money that we're going to be spending on flights, even though it may be more convenient for us.
Yeah, Hobby is for specific airlines. I think it has JetBlue, but it more importantly has Southwest. And Southwest may be the cheapest thing to do. And if it is, I hope we set that, because Southwest, you can fly with no luggage charge for the first 2 bags checked. Whereas the others hit you with that first bag, $60, $70, and then more even for a second bag if you were to need a second bag. I don't know. But we're still getting information on that. The hotel that we talked to, the Sheraton, that knows us, and they like I say, we met there once and got good response from people, and we're going to meet there last October, I think, and we canceled the last week, the week before the thing, and they were kind of, you know, they said, oh yeah, y'all are the ones that canceled a week before, and they said, we're not going to hold that against you. But what was I going to say about that? Oh, to get in there, they couldn't do it the first weekend in November, so that other date the first and second weekend. It looks like we're going to be on the second weekend because a couple of people have sent conflicts about that first weekend, and we couldn't get into the meeting room on that first weekend, but we can on the 8th through the 11th. But that first night, Friday night, or Friday, first day, the smaller of the two rooms is all that's available until 7 o'clock at night. And I had talked to John Crimshaw, the personnel committee who's doing the ED search, and they had asked for the day of Friday so that they could do interviews of ED finalists, and we could meet about that. And so I said, well, what if we give you 9 to 5 on Friday, and would that be enough time? And he thought it would be, but just enough. So I'm looking at maybe them having the day Friday, and then we have a public meeting that night where we have public comment, and then Saturday is the day that they want to welcome us to the KPFT studio Saturday night. So that's the truncated day on meetings. And I'm guessing Sunday and Monday morning we'll be meeting the full time. And we'll have to talk about how much executive session we need and stuff like that. But if we were doing that, we could have public comment at, say, 8 o'clock Friday night, and then one Saturday and Sunday, and then maybe 11 on the morning of Monday, just before lunch, and then have lunch. And if we're finished, leave after lunch. But if we need to come back for a couple of hours, we can do that. Teresa, did you have anything you wanted to add to that?
I just want to remind people, you know, people said, oh, Houston is so cheap. The challenge to Houston is there's no public transportation at all, none. So then we have to hire buses or go to huge lengths to find, you know, long lists of volunteers or caravans or something to move people. So that is one of the challenges.
There is a bus, the 25 route, which is about a half a block from the hotel. So if people in town need to ride the bus to the meeting, they can come within a half a block.
Well, that's good.
On Metro.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. That's maybe all I have that. I would like to say that I think it's important that we think like a network and that we talk about some of our successes in fundraising. And
is this Teresa?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I'm sorry. I'm
always hoping that when we get together that we actually talk about things, you know, problems that we share and how we can work through problems and our successes. I don't know if there was any value in the last time we met when we talked about development, but that's always on my mind when we get together, that we work on projects that we can do together.
And we didn't have much time to put toward that conversation either, did it? It was right at the end of the, if I remember correctly. Is that right?
Always seems to be rushed.
Yeah.
I have a question. When
who's that? Brenda. Okay, Brenda.
The other thing that I would want to know is, well, one of the conversations that I think we should have as a coordinating committee and either to push the PMB is that we haven't gotten any list from the finalists for executive director, because one of the things that I would think we would think about is, since we are going to be having the in-person meeting, is where are they located and how can we best lower cost to fly them into Houston, because that seemed to be an issue last time for New York.
Did somebody just come on the call? I'm sorry,
yes, Brenda. This is Katia.
Okay, Katia, welcome.
Thank you.
Okay.
And Richard, can you put me on stack at some point?
Who is that? Summer? Okay. Yeah, I got you down next, Summer. Brenda, I didn't understand your question. Was that a question?
No. Well, it was a question/comment. One, the question is that, well, no, it's more of a comment. It's saying that we should say something as a coordinating committee to find out who the finalists are and where are they located in order to be able to
I think that's beyond the secrecy thing. I don't think we have a need to know that.
Yes, we do. We're the PMB. We need to know that information. And
yeah.
So in order to, again, because it was such a big issue last time in the New York meeting, where we definitely went over budget with regards to the finalists, who, by the way, we did not even choose. And we flew them out there on high cost, including a person who went in the limo. I would want to see the least amount of money spent on this meeting, since everybody touted that Houston was the cheapest place.
Right.
that's the reason why I feel that the coordinating committee needs to know who these people are. Aside from the whole PMB, they should know who these people are, outside of the personnel.
They haven't been chosen yet. And secondly, I don't think we get access to those names until we walk into that room. And if I'm wrong about that...
yes, you are, Richard. I'm so sorry, but
Brenda, in your opinion...
Okay, so can I finish my comment before you start responding, Richard?
Sure. You pause. I thought you were through.
So the other thing is that the reason why the new PMB did not have access to those names was because they were the new PMB. But the previous board did have access to the ED finalists, which is what I find problematic with this board wanting to wait until the last moment, because then we're giving very little time to review their resumes, to ask any questions, and also to get access to the bigger pool of candidates, which we should be able to have access to as directors, not the limited committee. The committee is not above the PMB. It is a committee of the whole.
Point of order.
Okay, who's that, Summer?
Yes.
Okay, Summer.
I hear everything Brenda's saying, but I don't think it's germane to what we're doing here. The cities from which people are coming may be germane to travel arrangements. The whole issue of the PMB's right to personnel committee stuff, none of that has any place in coordinating that I can think of. And I think Richard's correct. If the personnel committee doesn't have finalists yet, knowing what cities they're coming from is not a piece of data available to the coordinating committee tonight at any rate. So I would suggest perhaps we move on to the details we can do something with tonight. And Brendan, I think if you have concerns about access to information overall in that process, it should be brought up at the PNB meeting probably. I mean, you know, on an actual regular PNB meeting of the coordinating committee. And when you're ready to put on stack, Richard, for something else.
Okay, Brenda, I'm going to rule as the chair of this committee that's out of order for our committee. And if you want to appeal the chair's ruling, you're welcome to. But that's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say it's not our privy.
Richard, this is Margie. I have a question.
Okay, Margie.
It turns out that I was wrong about the bylaws. The bylaws simply say that the job of the coordinating committee is to carry out the business of the board between meetings. It doesn't mention in-person meetings or any of that kind of thing.
That's the way I remember it.
But it seems to me that given our incredibly dire financial situation, somebody has to be responsible for dealing with the expenses of the in-person meeting and keeping track of what's going on. Everyone knows that I was opposed to having this meeting in the first place. I think it's an incredibly bad message that we're sending to our members. But be that as it may, the board voted for it, and I presume it's going to go ahead now. And it seems to me that someone has to be responsible for the cost of this meeting and controlling those costs. And if it isn't us, I'd like to know who it is.
Teresa for the stack.
Okay. Were you through, Margie?
I'm done.
Okay, Teresa.
Do you have me on stack still, Richard?
Who is that?
Teresa for the stack.
Okay, I got you, Teresa. Who else?
Summer,
I was on stack before. I had a point of order. I never spoke on stack. Thank you.
Was that Brenda?
It's Summer. Summer.
It's Summer. I can go after Teresa.
Okay. Wait a minute. Back up. Stop. Wait a minute, folks. I've got Teresa on the stack and Summer on the stack. Is there anybody else? Okay. Before we get to the stack, we're still giving we're getting away from the original report, and before we get to that stack, I would like to ask Summer to give us her information, because she said she might have found a free meeting place in Houston through some other contacts that she has. And I would like to finish up that report before we get off into other comments about other things, if that's okay with y'all.
Sure.
Okay, Summer, could you finish up on that? Please.
Sure, and actually I wanted to comment on something else as well. United Way of Houston did get back to me today. We played phone tag. I don't have a definitive answer. I expect one by tomorrow. 360 information, though, which is that they charge on weekends, so that may not be amenable to our situation, and also that it may be too far away from the hotel district. I might have gotten that from Bill Crozier. I don't know. I talked to him when I talked to him.
Right.
So I'm not sure that's going to pan out as a real bonus to us. And the other thing is, I was just composing an email. Southwest Airlines is department. I don't know that we've ever tried to book as a... They have group rates, which those don't apply to us because we don't have 10 people coming from the same area, but they have business rates that apply to corporate travel. So I'm going to see if there's a discounted rate because we're going to be flying in. All right, so 22 board members, 4 of them are there. Okay, so 18 board members, a tech person, however many candidates, and the CFO, and maybe counsel. I mean, by the time we're done, it's somewhere between, you know, 25 and 28 people probably. So I'm going to get a response just because it's a corporate group. All right.
Well, that's good because we're trying to get everybody to come to Hobby. And that's their airport.
And it says they have discounts available for corporate meetings. So let's, anyway, I'll follow up on that one, okay? And I guess we'll have to communicate, obviously, to email as to what's going on and developments, okay? And same thing on any meeting space.
Okay.
All right,
well, thank you. Thank you. Okay, back to the sec. Teresa?
Now I forgot what I was meaning to say.
Yeah,
make oh, hope. My goodness gracious.
We were talking about whether or not... Margie had talked about
what did you say? Because it was something
I
about
said. Who's in charge of keeping track of the expenses of this meeting and making sure that we do things the least expensive way possible?
Okay, and so
you want to respond to that, or you want to?
Yes.
I'll respond also.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Who is that?
Teresa,
yeah, come on.
Yes, that is what I want to deal with. I know that Alex Steinberg acknowledged that he made an error in suggesting that these people could make their own travel arrangements and that they would be reimbursed, or, you know, somehow he let the candidates make their own arrangements. I think we should, in the personnel committee, we should talk to John Crumshaw or whoever notifies them. The transportation for the candidates should not be so as expensive, because we should know by the first week in October, and they will still have a month to buy. We will still have a month to buy tickets for them for the interviews, because we're interviewing the next two Mondays, and then we should have our three or four candidates, however many we want, by the first week in October. So that should not be a problem. And I will be happy to talk to John Crumshaw and discuss how we propose to the candidates the limits of, you know, who buys the ticket. I would imagine that Becky would be buying the ticket. And we ask them a specific question. I'm assuming that we do put them up in a hotel for one night if they're being interviewed the next day, or am I? Well, I guess I can find that out later. But
John has asked for Friday, the whole day Friday, to do that first thing. And if we do that, that'll fit in with the room needs at the hotel, because the smaller...
Finally,
smaller.
Still on a meeting, but I can't wait to get off.
Who is that? Summer, you need to mute your phone.
Sorry about that.
Okay. So, John,
Brenda, does that address your concern?
No, it was Margie, and her concern was who's gonna watch over the cause.
Okay.
I'd like to respond to that. Classically, or whatever, the four directors from the town that you're meeting in are watching over it. Plus, the national office is watching over it, which would include Raul, I guess, at some point, Raul, if you see something that, an alarm, a red flag or something. We're going to do at least two things. We're going to be transparent about all this stuff. And I'm hoping...
Brenda, I want to be on the stack, please.
Okay, Brenda, I got you. I'm hoping coming out of this meeting that we have some parameters that we're going to ask the board to set. So, like the flight into hobby or whatever, the double occupancy in the rooms and things like that. I don't know how much more policing of the funds that you need, Margie, but that's the way it's classically been handled, and it seems to work. But we always beat the cost in Houston, and except for that stinky air, we do a pretty good job.
Margie and Brenda, if you have any concerns, I'll be happy to call me, and I will try to stay on top of them.
Thank you.
I appreciate you bringing in those things that could be, could potentially cause problems. I really do appreciate that. So,
really? Yeah.
Yeah. So I would appreciate it if you would call me about them, though, and I will make a list and try to stay on top of them specifically.
Okay, thank you.
Roll to the stack, Richard.
Who is that? Raul? Okay.
I just have a question.
Okay, that's cool. The stack now, are you through, Teresa?
I'm finished.
Okay, thank you. The stack now consists of Summer, Brenda, and Raul. Summer, did you still have something to say?
No, I'm good, Richard. I think I'm just going to follow up on the things I said I would and see if I can find us some cost-saving measures with the travel, and if I'm abandoning hope on free meeting space or there's something really there, I hope to have an answer. Okay.
Yeah. I concur that they normally do charge on the weekend. Because we've met there before, and they've charged us.
They charge for security.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That was the feedback I got also, and I'll see if there's anything with the airline if we can get a discount.
But if they say they charge and they've got room for us, our strange hours sometimes is problematic. But if they charge and they've got room for us, get the price of the room, and we'll compare it, so that we.
Yeah.
It may be if we locate rooms close enough to there and that meeting room rate is the lowest we can, work something where we can bus people to the meeting. Next on the stack is Brenda.
I'll yield to Raul. I'll go after him since he hasn't spoken.
Okay. Thank you, Brenda. Raul?
Richard. Yeah, because there was a question about monitoring the expenses. Don't we at the national office normally make the reservation for everyone like we did in the past? I'm not sure. I thought we did it at the national office where we had made the reservation and charged it to the national office account.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. That's true. And once we locate a place to get an agreement, it definitely has to go to the national office. Yeah.
So we will be able to book for everyone's flight from the national office, and probably possibly get the lowest possible rates for airlines, and since we have way advanced notice on what the actual dates would be. At the same time, I think Southwest has some corporate discounted rates or a group rate. Whenever we have a convention or something, we could let them know, and they normally would give us an additional percent of discount for a corporate or a group discount. So we'll explore that here as well.
Okay, Summer's going to look into that. So the two of you all, why don't you get together on so you're not duplicating your efforts.
Yeah.
Okay. Margie.
Yeah, that's good.
Margie
yeah,
wants
Mark.
To be on the list.
Okay, I'm going to put you on. But Brenda, I think.
That's fine.
Next.
Yes.
Brenda,
okay.
What you got?
All right, so the other thing that I... Because, again, from my understanding of this coordinating committee, and it doesn't seem like we've been, it's not always functioning as a coordinating committee, is that we should be able to oversee the meetings that are happening, right? And that would include being able to get
that would
all the
include what?
And,
I'm sorry, I can't understand
would,
you.
It
that
would include having all the pieces of the meeting, right? So, one, making sure that everybody books their flight. Two, also, even as we tried to do with New York, but I don't think that worked out too well, is, like, having double beds, if that's available in the hotel in order to save cost, and overall being able to look over and develop the agenda. And I don't feel that we've been able to... That from the conversation so far, that's something that is potentially being taken out of the committee's like purview, and instead put onto the KPFTX, the KPFT directors, which is fine because we do have two directors from KPFT on this committee, and so I would want to make sure that we all are in the loop of things versus only the station that's hosting the event being aware of what's going on.
I missed that last sentence. So you want to make sure that what?
That this committee knows what's going on versus only the directors from Texas and only the national office.
Well, that's why we're reporting heavily tonight, so that you know what's going on. Okay, Margie?
I just want to say that that what was described in terms of how meetings were set up was not exactly my experience. The fact is that we that what happened was with the New York meeting, which was the only national meeting I've participated in, was that I got an email from somebody, I don't remember who now, telling me to book a flight or to find a flight, not to book it, but to find the flight, and then to notify this woman whose name I forgot. Betsy, is that her name?
Becky.
Becky, okay. To notify Becky about the flight that I had found that was, the most convenient for me. My understanding of that process... I was once in charge of a local union that had no money, and we never let people find their own flights. Let me tell you, we coordinated that because what happened was that some people booked some really expensive flights, and so I think we need to. I like the way it was stated that this. Travel agent would do all the flight booking. I think what you need to know is what airport people have to go out of, and if they have any, and what their time restrictions are, and then otherwise, we do it, and I think that's the right way to handle it. But I don't think that's how it was handled in the past. So so I just wanted to put that out there.
Richard, would you please put me on the, Richard, would you put me on the stack?
Who's that? Heather?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, let me respond to Margie's thing. That's what we're working on right now, Margie. I've asked Becky to give me I told her that we were looking at maybe having October the 4th as our deadline, and I've asked her to give me the lowest cost from the various cities up through October the 4th, and then, like you say, we need to make sure that if, you know, I think we need to sanction one airport, the airport that's closest to the airport we can get to, because a lot of people will be coming in rush hour and stuff, you know, and we can't drive 70 miles to go pick up one person
right.
in rush hour.
Right.
So that's why I'm pushing so hard for Hobby. I don't get a kickback on that. But once we establish the lowest price, say from the Bay Area to Houston on say Southwest, then that needs to be set as the price that we're going to pay. And not have somebody come in and say, well, I want to fly on Continental, and it'll come in at the
right.
international airport, and it'll cost $800. No. I said I was talking to John Crumshaw about the personnel stuff, working it in on a schedule. I just hurt myself and confusing there. He booked his flight this afternoon, and the flight from L.A. that he got on Southwest coming into Hobby was, let's see, I wrote it down, $358 plus the $20 service charge for a round trip.
That seems
kind of
high.
Yeah, you know, from Houston to L.A.? No, that's kind of high. That's very low. Who said it seems high?
It seems high to me. Nancy Hensel is.
Who is that?
Teresa. Yes.
Well, Teresa, we're working with Becky, and she's going to get back to us, and
okay.
we can determine whether it's too high or not.
Okay.
But you know, there are other flights out there that are a lot more than that.
I'm sorry. Point of clarification: did you say that John Crumshaw already booked his flight for the PMB meeting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that bad? You should book your flight, too. I encourage everybody to book their flight. And I encourage everybody to come in Hobby.
This summer again?
Richard, can I jump in, too? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, Heather's on the sec. Okay.
Summer might be referring to the same thing, but my experience in going to any of these Pacifica meetings is I never, ever made my own reservations. I think I was working through Chris Miera, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe I'm wrong. She's not there now, right? But anyway,
yep.
We were working with the travel service. They made the flight arrangements for me altogether.
Becky Long.
Yep. Yeah, Becky Long, that's right, Becky Long. It was wonderful. I mean, Becky was great. I know, and I'm assuming she was working under the directive of the PNB, of course, in finding the best rates. I mean, so I thought it was just excellent. And I mentioned this to Margie. Margie, it was great. I didn't do a thing.
No. I did not book my own flight, but I was told to find the flight I wanted and to send that information to Becky, and she booked the flight. So I did the research. I found the flight I wanted, and I gave it to Becky, and she...
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I was confusing. Yeah.
No, I appreciate that interpretation, but I never did that, actually. So it was just... I mean, I guess I told her when I was available to go, kind of. But then she selected the flight, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I think Summer asked to speak.
Yeah, hi guys. Yeah, Becky,
checked with me already when John said book my flight. She's waiting for instructions for me. I want to hear back from Southwest tomorrow to see if I can get a corporate business rate that's cheaper. I don't know that anybody's ever looked into that before, so I will work
with
Becky.
That's a great idea.
That's typically been done through Becky, but I don't want her booking piecemeal reservations until I find out if there's
right.
a discount that can be had. If we can get a discount,
right.
then God help us, we're going to go get a discount. So I'll work tomorrow. We still have a small balance owing from previous travel to settle with Becky, but she's prepared to book our PNB meeting flights, okay? So, and she'll work either way. You can usually say, this is when I want to fly. And you need to say, I found a cheap flight. She'll book it for us. She'll find you one. But first, let me see if we can work something out based on the corporate plan and save money, and we can coordinate with her, okay? I'll let you know. Okay?
Thank you, Summer. I want to say one thing. I want to backtrack. I was saying that John said his reservation. I don't know that he said his reservation. I do know that he gave Becky his choice. And I also know that right after that, Becky sent an email to Summer, and you know, I was copying us because we're working on the whole thing, and asked for authorization to do that. So I don't, and I think it's wonderful that Summer's going to talk to Southwest about a group rate, because that may be the icing on the cake for us. So yeah, it's still in the works, but it's real close.
May I ask a question?
Who is that?
Teresa.
Okay.
We pay Becky, I think, 20. It used to be. I mean, this was maybe 10, 12 years ago when I first booked through Becky. I was told that we paid Becky $25 for every reservation that she made for us. When she makes those reservations, shouldn't she be checking to find the best possible rate for us?
She will.
I mean, and shouldn't she know about approaching Southwest for a corporate rate if we're all going to use that airline, or a certain number of us? Shouldn't she be doing that?
No.
Wouldn't that be standard for her if all this time we've given her $25 per ticket that she books for us, wouldn't we expect her to find the best rate?
I don't think it'd be her place to negotiate for the corporation. The corporation's executive director or interim executive director would seem to me to be the person to negotiate for a deal for the corporation. Becky is a travel agent. She's doing travel agent stuff. She's doing travel agent stuff. That's not negotiating with Southwest.
I know,
but it's not as if
I'm calling her as an individual and paying her to make a reservation for me. We have 22, and you know, Summer or the executive directors are flying around. I can understand they might pay her to make tickets. But when we do a PNB meeting, that's 22, 28 tickets. I would think that she would have the skill to negotiate that. Summer, can you find that out?
I don't think
if she ever does that.
Teresa, I don't think we can just say to the executive director, can you do that, you know, off of this committee? I don't think that's appropriate myself.
Excuse me. Summer just said that she was going to check with Southwest to see if they had a business rate. My question is, can we ask Becky if she ever negotiates business rates?
You want to make that in form of a motion?
I don't think I should have to. I mean, I just think it's something we should obviously pursue.
Okay. That's fine. That's your opinion. I don't agree with that. I don't know what everybody else thinks. But, we have an employee, sort of a contractor, a vendor that is working, has worked with us for years, being a travel agent. And to ask them to go negotiate with somebody about something. Next thing we'll be do ask them to negotiate with getting people from the airport to the hotel.
Well, she gets about $700 for booking for 28 people, $25, and that's at the rate that we paid her last. Now, I would think that somehow she can ask the question. If she's making bookings for big companies that are, you know, making reservations for 20 people at a time, who else would ask that question than the person that's booking all those tickets?
Well, usually the person.
Can I jump in here for a moment?
Who is it? Heather?
This is Heather.
Okay, Heather, what?
No, I just wanted to say that, I don't know, it does also make sense to me, Teresa, that Summer would be the one negotiating some kind of thing with the company. However, it strikes me that Becky might have some contacts or know who to contact for that purpose. So that's, me, that's where she might be of some use on this issue.
I think somebody ought to ask her whether she ever negotiates business rates with airlines and see what she says.
No, this is
she might say she already does it. I don't know.
Oh, okay, Margie, I think I heard Margie asking.
Yeah, I just want to say that I agree with Teresa. I think it's totally worth it. If I understood Summer correctly, I think we still owe Becky some money from the last time, so I don't know how she feels about that. But in any event, I agree that that is her job and that we should ask her what she's capable and willing to do.
Okay, I'm going to be talking to her tomorrow. I'll ask her.
Okay, thank you.
And I'm making myself a note. I'm making myself a note so that I will really ask her.
Is Brenda taking the minutes now, or are you taking the minutes?
I don't know. Brenda, are you taking minutes?
Yes, I am.
Great. I'll give you the first part of this that I did. We got recordings, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Was anybody else on the stack? Okay, I made a little list here, and then I've been looking, adding to it, scratching around on it, a motion that I'd like to make that we ask the PNB to set limits on the meeting and what we're spending, and that kind of gets to what Margie was talking about. We're asking them to set limits. And I've got five things down here under lodging, under airfare, and I've got five things under lodging. And if I might, I can just read them to y'all, you know, note them down.
Go ahead.
And I warn you, when you come down here, there'll be other people that say y'all. Under the airfare, the first thing I have is the date for the meeting will be November the 8th through the 11th. I had asked that the first one be left, the first weekend be left in there just so that we went to these people and they said, no, there's no way we can do it on the 8th. How about the 1st? And we have run into that. Plus, a couple of people have said they couldn't be here on the 1st. I think one said it could be here on the 8th, too. But go ahead and work toward the 8th, 8th through the 11th. Then the only flights that we are figuring on, you know, when we figure the cost of the fares as opposed to different things, the only airport we're talking about is Hobby, because it's close enough to us to get y'all in and out, and it's
cheaper.
It's cheaper, and it's where Southwest comes. I would like to set Southwest as our airline of choice because it's cheaper. now that we may not know enough at this point to put that in our motion, but airfare subsidies on other airlines, if somebody just insists on another airline, I'm asking that we base the part that the foundation pays on the lowest cost that Southwest flies from that city. So if somebody just will not get in a Southwest airline plane, then we will pay whatever the Southwest amount is toward their ticket, and they need to make up the rest of it. And then the fifth thing I have is all air reservations by October the 4th, 2013. So, let me read the logic ones, and we can talk about all the whole thing together. Or would y'all like to just talk about airfare for a while and then talk about lodging, or what? You want me to go on and read it, or what do you want me to do?
Read what?
This is a motion that I'm putting together for us to ask the PNB on the 26th to set some limits on this so that we can get the cheapest and the most manageable flights in and the lodging.